So in last week's episode, we chatted to Sanele Buthelezi, and today we continue the conversation. Sanele will give a little bit more insight into where he sees himself in the next 5 to 10 years, which will blow your mind. And in addition, as always, I ask my guests what advice they would have for health professionals who are wanting to pivot their careers in a particular direction. And of course, Sanele shares his nuggets with you today. So don't miss this episode. If you're not sure how to tackle a career redirection, you're going to be inspired once again. Are you a health professional facing a crossroads in your career, but feeling unsure of which direction to go in or what next steps to take? Are you tired of working hard and not seeing results in terms of career growth? Do you long to build purpose into your work, but feel stuck as you don't have a clear focus, or unsure how to package your value, or are uncertain what professional development opportunities you may need to carve out a new career path? Hi, I'm Dr. Diane, boy mom, immigrant, visionary, and career pivot strategist, and I'm here to help you find career clarity, identify and leverage your value, and clarify the steps you need to take so that you can confidently transition into the next phase of your career, scale your professional impact, and find greater fulfillment. If this is music to your ears, pull up a chair and let's chat. Moving on to maybe some of the lessons that you can share with the audience on, did you encounter, you've referenced some of them, but what challenges did you face when you knew you wanted to pursue a career outside of clinical practice? And then how did you overcome those challenges?
You know, I think challenges wise, you know, it's a lot. You know, and again, I think the first thing is always your mind, or the first enemy, rather, the first challenge is basically yourself, because again, you're sort of grappling with, you know, again, your own imposter syndrome, as I mentioned, you know, your own, do you feel good enough? Do you feel worthy to be in a certain space and whatnot? Because again, we may have been sort of being conditioned to be in a certain lanes and so on and whatnot. So being yourself, so trying to be yourself in a completely new environment, I think that does take a lot of guts and you know. And I think it's just, again, having a mentor, you know, having somebody to go and vent to, you know, I mean, I think now we are a few time zones apart now. So sometimes in my head, I'm thinking I'm sending you a voice note at 9 p.m., whereas you're getting it probably at 4 a.m. in the morning. So, you know, having that one person, you know, I think is someone to vent to, I think that's one way to sort of overcome it. Secondly, I've also been quite lucky enough that most of my friends actually are in academia. And again, this was not planned or anything like that, but literally my two childhood friends, one is an academic at WITS, one is an academic at UCT. So I think that obviously had definitely helped, because now we're definitely going through this journey all together. So our little friendship circle, I was the last one, I think, to get their masters, because they started a bit earlier than me, but now all of us are in this doctoral journey together. And so you can definitely imagine the conversations whenever we have a drink at a restaurant sometimes.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it does become a little bit, you know, let us forget about work for just 2 seconds and let's just enjoy a glass of, you know, a mocktail or whatever, you know.
Just be friends, childhood friends, yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, so just creating a space around you that is quite safe and secure, I think, just goes a long way.
So Nelly, I want you just for a moment to reflect on what you think your career would have been like now in 2024, had you not been bold enough to follow your heart and pursue this purpose-centered career path outside of clinical practice?
Yo, my goodness. I think that's actually quite a big one. I mean, I don't want to say, obviously, that, you know, if my career was in private practice, I may not have been happy. I mean, who knows? May have found something that might have led me to, I don't know, being something, you know. But I think if at that time where I was sort of was in a space where I was feeling like this and wanting to go in an academic space and I ended up not going into this. I'm not sure if, yeah, I doubt I would have been as mentally sound, mentally secure as I am at this point in time. You know, because again, you know, like if we if we look at our profession in South Africa and whatnot, it does tend to become a little bit more repetitive as time goes on.
Yes.
You know, it
Yeah.
does become a little bit more repetitive. As I mentioned, the admin side tends to creep in a little bit more as opposed to the clinical side in some instances. So I'm not sure how happy would I have been. But I'm just glad that I took the plunge and I trusted
Right.
myself, you know, enough to
Right.
say, okay, because again, nothing sucks than not trying something and failing. You
Right, because you will never
know,
know.
you'll never know if you know, because at least I can safely say that, okay, I did this, it didn't work. And then I'm back and I'm saying, is the lens better with lens one or two? Is the lens better? You know?
Right, but you'll have peace knowing that you tried. And you
Exactly.
know what? And I just have to say this in case, anyone listening may gets the wrong impression. I don't want people to get the wrong impression. I'm not against clinical practice. We need clinicians.
We
You
definitely
know,
do.
the world can't survive without clinicians. But the reality is, some people are called to make a difference in a particular aspect,
True.
of their field, which may not be clinical practice.
Yeah.
And not everybody needs to spend the entirety of their career in clinical practice, because there may be other things where you can make a bigger impact or a different kind of
Yeah.
impact. It may not be a necessarily a bigger impact.
Totally.
So it's not, I'm through this podcast, I'm not encouraging people to leave clinical practice, but what I do
Yeah.
encourage people to do is find your path, the thing you are passionate about, the thing where you can make the biggest impact. You only you are called to make. The impact
Yeah.
Sanele is making now is the impact you were custom designed to make, I believe. And you found
Yeah.
it, and you're running with it, and you're excelling in it. And that's the message that I speak on this podcast, is that if you find yourself in a place, whether or not it's clinical practice, but you don't feel that sense of, I'm where I need to be, but there's
Yeah.
something else that's bugging you, is to encourage people to be bold enough to pursue that path and find the
Definitely.
fulfillment. So that's just to clear the air that I'm not
Yes.
trying to, push people away from clinical practice, but it's to find their thing. And their thing may even be in clinical
In
practice,
clinical
to
practice.
specialize in a, or focus on a particular area. I don't know, children with Down syndrome or people with,
Yes.
whatever, but find your thing that gives you joy. You're excited to wake up in the morning and do that thing, because that's when we give of our, we serve from a heart posture of passion and fulfillment, and it brings contentment to our lives. Where do you hope to take your career, and what impact do you hope to have in your field in, let's say, in the next 10 years?
You know, I'm a proud, you know, openly black gay man. And, you know, I'm being in academia and walking into a lecture room or a lecture venue and whatnot, and seeing students see themselves in me and being proud of who I am. So you'd find that after a lecture, you'll get a knock on your office door, and then you find that somebody's actually will tell you, okay, you know what, I saw you there, Mr. Buthelezi, and I felt comfortable to come in and tell you that I'm feeling this way, and I'm embracing who I am as a person and whatnot. And I think that has been quite a very fulfilling thing to sort of notice over the past 2 or 3 years that I've been in, so I've been lecturing students and whatnot, where students would sort of, you know, come up to me and tell me that, you know what, they're unsure where they stand within the LGBT spectrum, and they're seeing somebody out there who's unapologetic about who they are, embracing who they are, and you know, and for lack of a better term, they're coming out basically to me,
Right.
you know. So I think, you know, that has been quite fulfilling, and I do hope that, you know, I do inspire people to sort of be themselves, especially my students, to be themselves and carry on, you know, pushing. And you know, in terms of career-wise, To be honest, I think my career, I'm a very, I don't want to say I'm an impulsive person. I think before I act. Do not get me wrong. But I do see myself in an international space in the field of health professions education in some shape or form. And I know for a fact that is definitely going to happen.
Wow, I love that.
I think the steps that I'm putting into the goal that I'm going towards, I do believe that some shape or form, somewhere in the medical
Yeah.
education field, in the health professional education field, I'm probably going to be somebody up there. So
Wonderful.
I'm just taking it one day at a time,
I love
and
it.
one goal at a time, and one research article at a time.
Yes.
And yes, and yeah, the journey will come to fruition.
I love your confidence in that you know where you're going and you know that you will get there. Maybe it's the only unknown is when and how.
Yes.
And I love the fact that you've outlined that it's a journey, right? Career success, attaining our goals doesn't happen overnight, but when we're intentional and we're clear about where we want to go and what we need to do, we will get there. And so I see that so clearly in you. So as we close, Sanele, my last question is, what advice would you have for other clinicians wanting to make a difference in an identified area of need, something they've also experienced within practice or just philosophically, and they don't know where to start?
I always believe that you as a person, you know exactly where you want to go. Or even sometimes even where to start. Usually people do have some idea. It's just that the fear of the unknown sort of holds us back. So I think once we get over that hurdle of, not knowing what's going to happen or how it's going to happen, I think once you get over that, it just makes the whole process so much more easier, basically. And also, and as cliche this may sound, have a mentor. Nothing honestly beats than having, and again, it doesn't even have to be one person. I think I probably have two or three mentors that are people that are that I usually trust and I talk to quite a lot. Have someone to, talk to, have someone to have that mentor-mentee relationship where, you go out and you tell, listen, this is actually what I would like to do. I also, and I know that you have done one, two, three. How did you do it? If you do remember, I would also ask you, Diane, how did you do one, two, three, and how did you get there? And then if you want to imitate it, then so be it. Because in at end of the day, Diane's journey and my
If
journey, as
it's
much as
worked,
it's exactly
but
because
we're on
okay
unique paths, right?
exactly yes, as much as Diane and I have the same interest in HPE, how we've attained it is totally different and whatnot. So I do not yeah I highly believe in having a mentor. I think it's quite a very it's a very important thing to have, especially within the academic space. Or even in the clinical space as well, have that one mental person where you sort of, go out and refer to at the end of the day. So definitely those two main things, I think you should be okay.
Oh, wonderful. Sanele, it's been an absolute delight, as it always is, to chat to you. I've told you this before that I feed off your energy, and your passion and your interest. And, I may be much more advanced in my career, but just I'm so inspired by your drive, and your boldness
Thank
to take on
you.
new challenges. So here's wishing you all the best. This is not our goodbye because we chat very often, but
Yes.
Just to close out on this interview, I'll continue to watch your journey and support you from the sidelines, as I've said, cheering you on, and I know you're going to accomplish great things. Thank you so much for sharing your journey and your insights with the listeners of Life Beyond Clinical Practice today.
And thank you for having me. And I do hope that your listeners got something, one or two things. I'll be more than happy if that happened. But yeah, thank you
Awesome.
so much.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Sanela. You take care.
And that's a wrap for today. If you found value in today's episode, do share it with a friend who you think may need to hear this.
And if this episode inspired you, would you be so kind as to head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and review for the show? I'd love to hear how our content is helping you on your professional development journey, and your review will also help others discover and benefit from this podcast. Looking forward to hearing more? Then meet me back here again next time for another episode of Life Beyond Clinical Practice. Goodbye.